Welcome to Charlie's Toolbox, the only podcast that teaches you how to be the main character in your life. Here, you can find all the tools and skills you need to decenter men, center yourself, and feel good about your life. Here's your host, researcher, observer, and marketer, Charlie Taylor.
Hey, Toolies, and welcome to this week's episode of Charlie's Toolbox. Today, we are discussing aging. And the reason why I want to discuss this is because there are too many millennials in the Peter Pan syndrome competing against Gen Z. And we need to start embracing the beauty of aging. In this episode, we will explore societal attitudes towards aging, showcase examples of graceful aging, and provide tips to maintain a positive self-concept as you age. But as always, before we get started, please take the next 5 seconds to like my content and subscribe to my channel or podcast. So let's get started. At the age of 25, the ripe age where I was wilding out, I had certain assumptions about what life would be like past 30. I always thought that one would have reached a level of maturity and stability where life's highs and lows would no longer faze me. I also believe by this age, you would have a well-established career, a home, and a family, and you would just stay put for the rest of your life. For a while, this was the norm for how aging should be. It also helped that the economy, housing market, and your company created a route to achieve this societal or social expectation. So life, for a long time, did not require a vision because the steps were already laid in front of you and all you needed to do was walk. However, things have changed. Women are independent. The economy is different. The housing market is almost unattainable. Women are waiting until they are older to have children. They are being truthful about what that path of marriage, marriage, husband, kids may look like. Women are opting out of tradition. People all around the world are finding happiness in conventional and unconventional ways. So the vision of what aging was is no longer the vision of what aging is in this current society. This past weekend, we saw evidence of this at the Super Bowl, where we experienced the cosmos of two dominating forces. We witnessed the 45-year-old Usher give us 13 minutes of songs that articulated his career. Then we experienced the 42-year-old Beyoncé announcing two singles and the release date for a country album. These two stars created a buzz that only greats can make. And they did it at an age when people decide for you that it's time for you to opt out of life, passion, curiosity, excitement, energy, and sex appeal. One must ask, after looking at them and growing up with this vision of it's time to hang it up once you're 30, one must ask the question, are people trying to force you into life retirement too soon? When I turned 30, I was shocked to find out that I was still myself and I was just 30. This whole time I was waiting in anticipation to be 30 because I thought it meant something. But now that I was here, I felt unsure about it. I felt unsure because the community around me was changing. They were reaching the quote-unquote milestones that you were supposed to meet, like getting married, having a family, and buying a house. And here I was, living exactly like my late 20s. I was comfortable. I was happy. But all of a sudden, I was feeling uncomfortable because there was an expectation of me to let go of things that make me happy. The expectation was that once you turn 30, it's time to get serious and you got to let go of things like going out to a bar or a club or going dancing or letting go of skimpy clothes that I love to wear. Or I felt ashamed because I was having relationship problems. And I thought that this isn't what you're supposed to do in your 30s, which is kind of right. But still, everything I did, I looked at from the point of view of this isn't what 30-year-olds are supposed to be or do. And it was hurtful to constantly view myself under that lens. It limited me. It limited my curiosity, and it stopped the things that I truly wanted to do. And after a few years, I had to quietly admit that whatever lens I was looking at my life with was an outdated one that not only made me feel bad, but also kept me inhibited and in a box. So I had to rewrite my vision of aging. I had to ignore any noise that made me feel outside of myself. Be happy that I even got to enjoy life this far, and remind myself that whatever I am doing now, right now, is what 30, 34, 40, or 50 is supposed to be. Through Beyoncé, I realized that there is no age limit to curiosity, sex appeal, or joy. In our lifetime, we witnessed the 30-year-old Beyoncé release 4. Then at 32, she released Self-Titled. At 35, she released Lemonade. And finally, at 40, she released the now number one Beyoncé album in my ranking, Renaissance. Every album she created required her to have life experiences. It required her to feel or see something new. It required her to have personal ups and downs. Most importantly, it required time. We see through her that time is not our enemy. It is our friend. It is an energy that we must be acquainted with. It is a force that reminds us that we must share ourselves with those who we love. It is not a punishing mechanism. It is not a shaming mechanism. It is not a standard to hold yourself to. It is a reminder that life is to be lived, and there is no defined route or timeline of what living should look like. And on that note, you all take care. Bye.
For show notes, be sure to check out charliestoolbox.com. Follow Charlie on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Charlie's Toolbox. Thanks again for listening to Charlie's Toolbox.